Marian Stewart doesn't like to be called the unofficial poet laureate of Paonia, but she's just going to have to live with it because it's what she is. I've been inspired by her talent and tenacity and grace for many years. Please welcome Marian Stewart.
I'm going to read a handful of things here. I hope they're all right. This is called Wishing for Rembrandt by Moonlight. If Rembrandt were here, he would make permanent the sight of your ear, your beard, beautiful here in the full light of the moon, falling in the window at 4 a.m. If Rembrandt were here, painting by moonlight, he would see that the pillar of blossoming pear in the moon-bright yard is no more amazing than your cleverly curved ear and silvery beard, so real and stark against the white pillow by moonlight. Thank you. I wish I could see you, but I can't very well. Anyway, I know you're there. This is called Older and Wiser. I like the idea of being older and wiser, but it's the wiser that seems to lag behind. Older is happening moment by moment. And sometimes I feel it catching me, slower now and easier to find. What can be done with older? Ideas, please. Give me a prescription and I'll take it down to Hayes. Ask Jill if Dick can fill it by this afternoon, please. You're so nice. Thank you very much. Yeah. This is called Thinking of Silence. I lie beside you in the dark and think of their silence. How they have said nothing ever. No word or whinny, nor bark, nor bellow, nor bleat, no call or murmur, however slight. Never. There's only a hoofbeat beside the gate, the scuffing of snow. I rise to part the curtain, my nose to cold glass, find the forms in the shadowed yard, three, two more beyond the juniper tree, browse among young aspen, graze our blonde and seedy winter grass. I am impelled to leave you, the sturdy shape of sleep, to savor their wild proximity. I see their ears and antlers lift, hear the hoof stomp once before they freeze, gaze my way alarmed, scouting the cold air. As if I smell of harmlessness, they shift their shadowy dancers' legs, repair to peace once more. I think how they stay together, find each other in the hills without a call, mate and bear a fawn without yip or nicker or snarl all their lives. And I recall that night so long ago when she, intent on crossing, bounded through my lights, how he, impelled to follow, fell, struck as I braked and slid, and lay the light grazing his side. From where she hid in the juniper, I heard her call with all her extravagant silence. He made no sound of fear or pain, though his body, scrabbling, struggling, answered, striving to rise. And I think now, as I turn to our bed, of what I would say if I lay dying near you that I haven't already said, nuzzling your neck with my night-cold nose, feeling the bare, surprising silk of skin that covers your comforting bulk, pinning my cheek to your shoulder like some wintry impossible rose.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.